This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This hasn't come up in a while, and I think we need to do it just because I'm having a day.
Oh, no. Okay.
I've been stuck in traffic a lot today. Traffic is so bad out there that Erin's not even doing traffic today. She's just like, somebody else can handle it. What happened? You just don't want to do it? You just don't feel it?
Concerts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we haven't talked about this. I don't know if you guys have witnessed this before, but I have a couple of skills.
Nunchuck skills, computer hacking skills.
All those. And one of the skills is that I can tell you what kind of car you drive by the horn. I don't even have to look at your car.
What?
How is that?
It's a long story. It started when I was a kid. So the church that I attended and the school that was attached to the church that I attended for a little while is adjacent to Rodriguez Body Shop. I don't think it's there anymore, but the Rodriguez family and my family were friends, and I was just always either at school or I'd walk over to the Rodriguez Body Shop and whatever. And anytime they would fix a car, they'd do all the work, they'd paint it, they'd do everything. Mm-hmm. When the one technician, when he would drive it off out the back door and it was ready, he'd go beep, beep, two times. Just it was like, here's a signal that this car is done.
Okay. So
it was like beep, beep. And I'd look over and I go, oh, it's a Impala. That's a Camaro. That's a Pinto. That's a whatever. Like, you see the car and you're like, oh, okay. And then it got to a point. I remember being with my parents and we came down to Casa Bonita or something, which is another great story because my mom didn't know there was an East Colfax and a West Colfax.
Oh.
So we got down and we drove up and down Colfax for 2 hours and we finally went home. And it turns out we were over by Anschutz.
Yeah.
We were nowhere near.
No.
But so at a certain point, I'm laying down in the back seat. And a couple of my cousins are in the car. One of my aunts is in the car. My mom's driving. And we're just kind of looking all over. And there's we're in traffic on Colfax. It's people honking. And I'm laying down. And I was Toyota Tercel.
What? Really?
Yeah. Because first off, when you hear, do you have an alarm thing? When you boop up your car, does it make a particular sound?
It does, yeah.
So if you're walking to your car and somebody else in a Hyundai does whoop whoop, you go whoa.
Yeah.
Because you're somebody
did
else hit
that?
The whoop whoop.
Yeah.
Horns are exactly the same. Toyota horns sound the same. It's a little bigger in a Tacoma than it is in a Corolla. But once you know the sound of a horn, you know the sound of the horn.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay.
I will also take it one step further. At a body shop, I don't want to say this, but sometimes if it's a red car, the horn bounces off the color of the car differently.
I don't know if I believe this.
I don't always get the color right. So I won't try to guess everybody's car color, but I will tell you, I will guess every single person who calls type of car. I'll go make and model. And I'll get at least one ride on color.
Just by hearing the horn?
Yes.
You're this confident?
Red is the color that it definitely hits off of. Silver kind of all sounds the same or whatever, but I'm just trying to tell you.
I want
to
try it.
I want to believe you, but I'm very skeptical.
Here's what I want to do. I want people to call. Let's just play a little game, and all you have to do is be in a car. You call, and you beep your horn. And I'll guess what kind of car you're in.
How does it have to be beep beep or a hold
if they
down?
If they can do the beep beep, sometimes I might ask them to honk it a little longer. Because I'll be Toyota for sure.
Okay.
In my head, I'll be I know the brand, but then just one more long little thing.
Hmm.
I want to see you try it.
You're not going to see me try it, Tiak. But there's a couple rules that I'll get to in a minute, but I want people to call in and then just call in, honk your horn. Don't honk your horn right away. Tiak will put you on hold, but call in right now if you're in a car and I will guess your car. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059. Does anybody want a side bet? Do you think I can, or do you believe me?
I don't. This seems ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah, it does seem ridiculous, but I've just never thought about it before. So I don't know. Maybe I've just been missing the differences in the horns the whole time. And I can't. If you
and
grew
it's
up,
it's nothing crazy because like you can change the horn on a Tesla.
Correct.
It's not like.
And I will say this, I've had to go like, okay, so this was a long time ago when this happened. So if it's an older car, I'll definitely get it. But since then, now like I'll walk through a parking lot and I'll be like, I don't know what that horn sounds like. So if the person's getting in their car, I'll be like, do you mind honking your horn real quick?
You do not.
You have to keep the knowledge going. It's like a continuing ed course. You have to like go, yeah. Like, I will say this, you might stump me. I've watched YouTube videos, but like if your buddy Raj called, I don't know that I'd get it because he's got Lamborghinis and I've never been in the presence of one. Mm. I've watched their horns on YouTube, but I think I can get it.
That sounds fascinating.
I don't even know that I know what my horn sounds. I don't know that I've ever honked my horn.
I know what your horn sounds like.
I bet you do more than me.
I guarantee you I can pick out your horn. Okay, no, here's the one rule that you have to follow, Tiak.
Okay.
I know you adore me. And you don't want me to fail.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you dare ask a single one of these people what their car is.
Mm.
Oh, okay, just get them ready and then...
Just be like, hey, what's your name? And have them beep their horn for you. And then you just be like, okay, hold on. Give them the big yacht, whatever. You do whatever you do.
Okay.
But don't you... This way, everyone will know I'm not cheating.
Mm.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
Sure.
Because people are going to go, Tiak told him. Tiak told him it's a Honda Accord. It's like, no.
I don't want to be
there's
involved
gonna be
in
no
that. No
impropriety okay. here whatsoever.
Yeah, so just make them prove they're in a car, give me a honk, and then that's it. Okay,
that's all we need.
Undo that.
All right, are we ready?
I'm so nervous.
Are you ready? Yeah. Are you nervous?
So
are we more nervous
was,
than you?
The reason so. It came up today is I was stuck in traffic this morning, and I'm driving my daughter to school, and people are honking because people are frustrated, and mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a RAV4. And my daughter and her friend are like, what? I'm like, it's a Toyota RAV4 that just honked. I'm like, no. And they started looking around, and they're like, there is a Toyota RAV4 like behind us. I'm like, I know.
What
but it was like two or three cars behind us. Oh. There was no way to like, they're like, there's no way. I'm like, that's the one who honked.
Okay. All right.
This is the game. You call in, honk your horn. I will tell you what your car is. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so I have said that I can tell the type of car you drive by your horn. Tiak is coming back into the studio. You've screened some calls, I'm guessing.
Yes.
People are ready to like... I know this is hectic, but like you were just...
Yes.
So all you got to do...
I'm sorry, you just leaned over and just... Yes.
Yes, I'm here. Oh. So we have a few calls we're going to take. Uh-huh. I mean, this is fatiguing. And I just want to say one other thing. If I get any of these wrong,
yeah,
you need to understand. If you blindfolded me and took me out to the parking lot and did this, I would get zero wrong. Because through the phone, sometimes it's harder to hear. Like, if it's an obvious one, I understand that,
but you're already building excuses
for yourself.
Yeah,
come on, you got it.
So.
You got it.
No,
you can do it.
I just, because, you know, here's the thing. People love to watch somebody fail.
Yes.
And everyone right now, Aaron is sitting here going like, he's gonna blow it. And it's like, I just want you to know that if I just had my eyes closed like I was in the car today, it's like when you hear a horn, you're like, so obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like through a phone, depending on what kind of phone you have, it might be harder for me to get it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. You got it. You got it, boss. Come on.
I love your confidence. I hate the fact that Aaron wants me to fail.
This is your moment.
It's not that I want you to fail. I'm just skeptical.
Okay. Well, you be all you want to be. All Samantha? Right.
Hi.
All right, real quick, TIAC did not get the name or model of your car, right?
Yeah, no.
For the love of God!
No, I didn't!
No.
I had her honk.
Okay. That's all you gotta do. And are you somewhere where you can safely honk?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a couple beeps real quick. Oh my God, so obvious.
It kind of sounds like a clown car.
Right, it is a clown car. No, you'll hear as we go along. I think by the end of this, TIAC, we'll be able to get a couple of them. That is, it's a Ford Expedition?
What?
It is? It's a Ford Expedition. It is?
Yeah, it's a Ford Expedition.
No.
Because it just sounds American for sure. Right? And it just sounds big.
It sounds like a clown car.
Yeah, no. It's okay. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Do I need to keep going?
I love
How many
it.
Do you
yeah,
want
yeah.
me to do?
Yeah. Let's do a few more.
Marlene?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm one for one so far. Let's see if we can keep this going. You ready to honk? Can you honk safely?
Yes.
And just to verify, TIAC does not know the type of car you have.
Okay.
Go, honk. Okay. I want you guys to notice. Mm-hmm. You got to do it one more time because your phone was a little janky. You can tell one was like very, and this one's very different.
Yeah, it does.
These cars were menu. This is definitely
they
not.
They sound like horns.
No, it doesn't, Aaron. Okay, do it one more time.
Okay, I'm going to roll down my window.
Yeah, you hear it?
I do.
You hear
yeah.
that? Ding. It's up here now. It's like,
uh-huh. ding, ding.
And the other one was like, no. God, no, Aaron. Yeah. Okay. Marlene, obviously a foreign car. Yeah. That is Toyota RAV4.
Yes.
But you can hear it.
Yes.
You
yeah,
can hear the difference
different.
Between Ford and Toyota.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Totally different. All right. Can I just want to get this out of the way real quick.
Okay.
I'm not going to do this for everybody, but is your car black?
Yes.
What?
It's hard. It's hard to explain, but yeah.
Do another.
No.
Do
it. I'm so tired. Okay.
You
Chanel?
Have a gift.
Yay.
Can you safely honk?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a little toot. Okay.
Oh.
Back to the first one,
it
right?
Does, it does.
The Toyota was like, nee, nee, and this mm-hmm. was like, rrr. So I'm going to go, we're back to American. So I'm going to say that is a Ford Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can hear.
I can't.
You're telling me you can't hear the Ford Expedition and the Ford Edge.
No. They're all...
They're okay. so different, Aaron.
I want to so bad.
No.
I'm trying so hard.
All right, one more, and then okay. I got to move on with my life. Like this. Okay. Michelle?
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Can you honkly safe? Wait, honk safely.
I want you guys to know I pulled over into a deserted parking lot so nobody would road rage
me. Oh, my God.
Okay. I love it. Let's hear a couple of little toots here. Okay.
Ooh.
Thank God. So it's not another Ford, obviously,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and it's not a Toyota, obviously. That right there, Acura RDX?
Yes.
you can hear it. I mean...
That one almost sounded like it had dual tones. I don't know.
It does. It there's a couple different notes in there.
To me, I guess. I
did honk it twice.
No, I got it. I mean, what more do you want from me, woman? All right, everybody, no more honking.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105. 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.